next item is Forest Landing MRRPC amended condition.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval. This RPC received approval February 27th, 2003, with one of the conditions being that recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open in use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. These amenities shall include a swimming pool, tot lot, tennis courts, sidewalks on at least one side of all streets, trees between all streets, and sidewalks and street lighting. Now, this project was approved for 353 units. As of March 11th of this year, 6 homes have been built, but none of them have been sold. The developers are requesting that the condition be amended to instead of the 2 years on or before the issuance of the 175th building permit.
Okay. Anyone here representing this application, this request?
Gentleman in the back.
Okay.
49%.
Good afternoon.
Hey. Come on up. Yeah, come on up. Fine. You're good.
Do you give your name again for the
name
record
and address?
David Dombert for Natelli Communities.
Okay, great. Not a lot of fun being you today, is it?
No, it's okay.
When you read this, it's just, I can't imagine.
Did you just become involved in this project?
Yes, sir. Actually, the owner of the property is actually Chesapeake Holdings Forest, and they engaged us to work with them to try and bring the community further along. So we're representing them. We are not the actual owner of the property.
Sir, was this at one point called Silverwoods?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Right next door.
Right next door to Silverwoods on the back side of Bear Trap.
Right. That's right.
It's across from Bear Trap.
Yeah, across from Bear Trap.
Across from
yes,
Bear Trap.
That is correct.
So, but you have 6 units constructed but none sold?
That is correct. They're not being actively marketed at this time.
Would it be your intent to revise all of your promotional materials to let any prospective buyers know what the situation is with the amenities and so on?
I think if you were willing to grant this change to the condition and make a requirement that any sales contract include language that stated that that would be a requirement, I think that that would be certainly acceptable. I mean, the idea here, obviously, is to have an adequate critical mass,
right,
to have the amenities work for the community.
Typically, in these situations, our primary concern is for homeowners that are already there.
Yes, sir.
Who bought under one set of circumstances and find themselves living under another. But in this case, there's no one there, so it's no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned, gentlemen. But do we have the, Mr. Robertson, do we have the right to make such a requirement, though?
As far as the marketing?
Yeah, as far as the language in the deed, maybe? Can we require deed language, or we just rely on the integrity of the applicant?
Yeah, I don't know that we want to get into, you know.
Can we rely on your integrity?
You can rely on mine.
I mean, I think the opportunity to do that would have probably been on the original approval.
Yeah.
If you're talking about.
Well, you see what the problem that we have sometimes is, fortunately or unfortunately, there are no units sold, so no one is going to be would be hurt by the change, and we just want to make sure that any prospective buyers knew what the plan was on the amenities, because it has been an issue many places.
I understand.
A difficult one. So.
And the developer is going to have their own issues with respect to property owners, if the development, and I'm not saying that, you know, certainly this is the case, but if a developer has misrepresented, you know, the timing of amenities, or, you know, that's a whole can of worms that the county doesn't even have to.
I would think it would be the best interest of the developer to change that, because if he doesn't, people buy, and it doesn't get built to the 175th, possibly a lawsuit, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
be to their benefit to change that wording.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they would. I don't doubt that they would.
There's a quite a bit of the improvements have been made on this project. There's a bridge been constructed on the interior.
Yes, sir. And
streets are cut in, and there's some actual road curb and around open spaces, and entrances are in or started.
That is correct. One of the entrances are in, pump station. Quite a bit of activity had taken place, and we're continuing to work with the county to, again, bring some of those improvements to closure and working on the letters and credits and such that are outstanding.
And the six units that are there, are they available to be hooked up to the sewer system?
The current units that are built gravity feed out, the pump station and the rest of the on-site system is actually not completed. Okay. But we have been in discussions with Tom Baker and Mr. Izzo and working to get that operational, and a certain number of things that have to happen before year end as it relates to that.
Mr. You said you were with Natale Communities, correct?
Yes, sir.
You did, yes.
With Natale Communities, but again, we are not the owner of the property. We're
understood. Yeah. Well.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir.
I know lately we've been addressing it differently in terms of the amenities, but have we gone as far as 49% completion, or? I was thinking we were more in the 25% ballpark.
I was just going to ask that same question.
I think the last one we changed was the Woodridge subdivision, and that was about 50%.
Was it that high?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of thought we did one that was up there, too.
Mr. Smith had a motion on one. I think it was broken in the thirds, like 33%. One that got approval, preliminary approval recently. I can't think of the name of that project right off the top of my head.
And a lot of times I think the commission looks at what's been proposed by the developer in terms of the developer's own business plan, in terms of, you know, when they expect to have things complete, and those are the numbers that are used. So it just varies.
A lot of them profit that when the market was
Well, sure, and I mean, it's certainly easy enough to understand how it happened, and those weren't our imposed conditions. They were offered to us, and we just accepted them. So, you know, that's
be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, everybody,
these projects were approved. When they were originally submitted, the market was there and the projects were getting built almost as soon as they got final, but just about time they started this project is when it started to falter economically.
These guys have gone ahead and spent some money, though. They've done some improvements and so on. I think there's been certainly a show of good faith.
This is one, too, isn't the, I don't know if it's Natale or the owner that's been working with the county on sewer work and a lot of that out that way, too. I mean, in conjunction with off-site sewer improvements, has this one got some?
Excuse me. We're working with on-site. A lot of the infrastructure was put in, which included some off-site work to take care of some sewer for existing part of Central Avenue.
Okay.
Well, we've got to get that pump station up and running in order for that portion to work.
As I say, there's been a significant level of work with county engineering, it sounds like, on this.
Yes, yeah. Somewhat with us, but certainly with the previous.
Yeah, owner. Right. I mean, regarding the project, right?
Gentlemen, I'm not of any mind to change what they're asking for. You know, if this is what they're asking for, I'm going to say, you know, you're the expert on this one. Natale has one of the few communities in my area that's not on life support, I would say, is that Bay Forest, which has shown a good track record as far as sales in a depressed market. So perhaps.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I'll make a motion on the request of Forest Landing MRRPC. My motion is for approval of their request to amend the previously approved condition of approval, and that the language shall now be as stated by the applicant in the record.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amended condition for Forest Landing MRRPC as presented by the applicant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.